Reddit's interim CEO Ellen Pao is leaving the company. Reddit investor and Y Combinator president Sam Altman announced in a Friday post on the site. Pao will be replaced by Steve Huffman, a Reddit co-founder and its first CEO. Reddit, the popular online message board founded a decade ago, has been in turmoil since July 2nd, when many of its moderators, who largely work for free, painting the site's more than 9,000 discussion threads, began shutting down some of the most trafficked parts of the site. They were protesting the surprise dismissal of a popular employee, Victoria Taylor, Reddit's director of talent and a facilitator of the Ask Me Anything feature. Ultimately, Pao apologized. "We handled the transition in a way that caused some disruption," she said at the time, "and we should have done a better job." But her apology seemed not to appease many users. Writing in a July 8th New York Times op-ed, Brian Lynch and Courtney Swearingen, two Reddit moderators, argued that Ms. Taylor's sudden termination is just the most recent example of management's making changes without thinking through what those changes might mean for the people who use the site on a daily basis. Though the site returned to normalcy, the chorus of users calling for Pao's firing continued. Pao, 45, is likely most well known for her unsuccessful gender discrimination lawsuit against venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers. In late June, she told Time the company's board had given her a year to make her mark and that she hoped to stay on longer. Pao could not be reached for comment. Pao's tenure came during a rocky period for Reddit. She was installed as interim CEO in late 2014, after the company's previous chief, Yishan Wang, left abruptly in the wake of a hacking scandal in which Reddit became a hub for distributing illicit photos stolen from celebrities like Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. He said he resigned over a dispute with the board about where to headquarter the company. Ohanian, who left the company in 2009, was called back in as chairman. Altman's Friday Post says Ohanian will now have the title of co-founder. In May, when Pao and co-founder Ohanian began more closely policing some of the content on Reddit that was bullying or offensive, moderators also became upset. Retaliatory threads comparing Pao to Hitler and calling for her resignation quickly shot to the front of the site's homepage. "It's the internet," Pao told Time of the personal attacks in a recent profile, "and something I've been dealing with for a year. I just ignore it." The leadership changes come as Reddit tries to find its balance in order to expand. Reddit is the 10th most trafficked website in the U.S., eclipsing Netflix, Pinterest, and the New York Times, according to internet tracker Alexa. Its 164 million users generated more than 7 billion page views in June. Once a unit of Advance Publications, parent company of the Condé Nast magazine empire, it was spun off in 2011 and late last year raised funds reportedly valuing it at $500 million. Here's Altman's post in full. Quote, "Ellen Pao resigned from Reddit today by mutual agreement. I'm delighted to announce that Steve Huffman, founder and the original Reddit CEO, is returning as CEO. We are thankful for Ellen's many contributions to Reddit and the technology industry generally. She brought focus to chaos, recruited a world-class team of executives, and drove growth. She brought a face to Reddit that changed perceptions and is a pioneer for women in the tech industry. She will remain as an advisor to the board through the end of 2015. I look forward to seeing the great things she does beyond that. We're very happy to have Steve back. Product and community are the two legs of Reddit, and the board was very focused on finding a candidate who excels at both. Truthfully, community is harder, which Steve does. He has the added bonus of being a founder with 10 years of Reddit history in his head. Steve is rejoining Alexis, who will work alongside Steve with the new title of co-founder. A few other points. Mods, you are what makes Reddit great. The Reddit team, now with Steve, wants to do more for you. You deserve better moderation tools and better communication from the admins. Second, Redditors, you deserve clarity about what the content policy of Reddit is going to be. The team will create guidelines to both preserve the integrity of Reddit and to maintain Reddit as the place where the most open and honest conversations with the entire world can happen. Third, as a Redditor, I'm particularly happy that Steve is so passionate about mobile. I'm very excited to use Reddit more on my phone. As a closing note, it was sickening to see some of the things Redditors wrote about Ellen. The reduction in compassion that happens when we're all behind computer screens is not good for the world. People are still people, even if there is internet between you. If the Reddit community cannot learn to balance authenticity and compassion, it may be a great website, but it will never be a truly great community. Steve's great challenge as CEO will be continuing the work Ellen started to drive this forward. Disagreements are fine. Death threats are not covered under free speech, and will continue to get offending users banned. Ellen asked me to point out that the sweeping majority of Redditors didn't do this, and many were incredibly supportive. Although the incredible power of the internet is the amplification of voices, unfortunately, sometimes those voices are hateful. We were planning to run a CEO search here and talked about how Steve, who we assumed was unavailable, was the benchmark candidate. He has exactly the combination of talent and vision we were looking for. To our delight, it turned out our hypothetical benchmark candidate is the one actually taking the job. This article posted by Matt Vella.